This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the Monday morning edition, the start of your week with me, the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, pardon me, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, and our United States Coast Guard, too. Thank you for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, our construction workers, and our bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And I hope you've had a great weekend, and are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got two big stories that happened late last night and one yesterday late afternoon. First of all, the Boston Red Sox slugger, David Ortiz, known as Big Pappy, was apparently ambushed by someone they think the motive might have been robbery, that came up behind him on a motorcycle, jumped off the motorcycle, and then at point blank range shot him in the back.
That's exactly right, Captain. This, of course, is a very sad and shocking story coming out tonight. The good news is that what we know so far is that reportedly he's now in stable condition. This comes from...
And underwent surgery, too.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is a report from Ortiz's father as he was speaking with ESPN. So, again, yes, this is a terrible, terrible story. That's what we know so far. It was appeared to be right near a nightclub that evening that it occurred late yesterday. So this is a developing story.
And then we had that horrible crane accident in Dallas, Texas, the crane at the top of a construction site that the wind, they think, blew it over. They had 71-mile-an-hour gusts at Love Field. However, the rule of thumb is for every 10 stories high, or I'm sorry, yeah, for every 10 stories high, you're talking 10 miles an hour plus wind, and I don't know how high the building was, but if you had 80-mile-an-hour winds and the crane was a little bit insecure to begin with, that could have caused a problem. But when the crane came down, it came down and went into an apartment building, killing one person and injuring five or maybe six others. They were very lucky it wasn't a lot more.
That's exactly right, Captain. And also, we understand that everyone from that apartment building, all the units have been searched and everyone is accounted for at this hour. Mm-hmm. But, yes, there is one death and reports of five to six people being injured. Some of the units were affected in this apartment complex, the parking garage, we think is almost not completely demolished, but it is a major, major damage to it. And you're right. You mentioned the 71 mile per hour winds. Of course, there's going to be a major investigation into this. Sometimes when you have crane collapses, they take a look at the load factors that might have been involved, also the outriggers and how the crane was secured and so forth. So there's going to be a major investigation into this.
Well, I don't think the crane was in use. I think the crane was just parked for the weekend the way they do and locked in place, whatever it was. But apparently the wind caught it just right, and those things are sitting on the side of the building like they are when they put them up on top of a building like that, then they become very very susceptible to high winds. I do know that from my past experience with them. Now, the other thing is, what is going on in California? They're calling this a Sacramento surprise. California is set to pay 100% full health benefits for all low-income illegal immigrants. They say, well, it's okay. It's only going to cost $100 million. I don't think so.
Well, that's right. That's right. They're looking to say that it will cost about $98 million or approximately $100 million per year. This is going to give benefits, they say, to approximately 90,000 low-income illegal immigrants across
Kyle,
the state of California.
Kyle, you and I both know there's anywhere from, oh, God, 5 million to 15 million in California. That we've heard it all the time, and most of them are low-income.
Well, right. And also, of course, too, as I recall, our new governor had essentially put out the welcome mat, come to California.
Sure.
If you want to get
now health, he's telling me come to California for an abortion.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, sort of what they're doing with this, Captain, is they're essentially doing California's own version of the individual mandate, because when asked how all this is going to get paid for, they, you know, we understand that the answer is, well, the people who don't have health insurance, or not getting health insurance, they're going to be taxed as a result of this idea of the individual mandate, essentially. So that's the story, but it's really going to cost a heck of a lot more, and it's not going to be very viable.
Let me give you a prediction based on the fact you just said, what, 90,000?
Yes.
Okay, try 10 times that amount, 100 million 10 times that amount. We're up to what, $1 billion?
Well, exactly. In other words, this is being done primarily for political purposes as a counter to the Trump administration.
But you can't afford it out there. It's going to raise everybody's taxes, including yours. Well, when are you leaving? When are you leaving?
Good question.
When is enough enough?
A very good question.
I would be out of there right now. Okay, hold on. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We'll be right back with more from him. They're out of their minds out there in California, as if they had any minds to begin with. Good Lord. All right, Kathy, tell everybody how they can get a hold of us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including insuring over 21 million drivers, and I'm one of them. Now, check out your local Geico office, look them up in a phone book, or go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com for more information, because you can find coverage for almost anything you own, including not only the car or truck you're driving, but your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even that snowmobile you're riding around on up there in the higher elevations out in the Sierra Nevadas. Now, they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency, or go online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com for more information and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, credited President Donald Trump on Sunday with his threat to slap tariffs on Mexico with bringing Mexico to the table with real proposals to crack down on illegal immigration. Now, we know that Mexico has sent at least 6,000 of their troops, mostly to the Guatemalan-Mexican border, to stop the influx down there, and that their immigration officials are starting to take into custody and detain the ones that are trying to sneak in around the edges, if you will, and they're also going to enforce their own immigration laws, which means when they show up in Mexico, they have to stay there. They have to fill out whatever the paperwork is. They have to apply to come into the United States. And Mexico has in return said, listen, we'll give you people jobs. We'll give you a place to stay. We'll give you health insurance. And that's where we're at with that. But the president also at the same time came out and said there will be more details to come on the Mexican deal at the right time, whatever the right time signifies.
Exactly, yes. We're going to be learning these details, evidently. It's not a something that has been released as of yet in terms of a one sheet or something that tells us exactly
what... It has to do with trade.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, this sort of overview that you just gave regarding what the Mexican government will be doing in terms of its own southern border and so forth, and it really points up the fact, Captain, that the president has gotten probably more movement on a major immigration issue than anybody else has done in the last 20 or 30 years, to be sure. And that, of course, is he's brought them to the table. And in many ways, it helps to strengthen the relationship because mm-hmm. they're dealing with a president who is not afraid literally to go to the mat by doing these tariffs. It was arguably a very risky maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a standard politician type maneuver. This is why Washington, when the Beltway was rattled and nobody knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump does these kinds of things, I don't want to say all the time, but this is his mode of operation throughout his career, and he gets results. And then the relationship actually gets solidified because it's better for America and better for Mexico.
That's true. And meanwhile, while the president was doing monumental things last week in Europe, both in Britain and Ireland and then in France, and we saw the reaction that he was given by all the foreign dignitaries and the veterans that were there at the D-Day ceremony, and we just got done talking about the Mexican thing here. Over in Iowa, they had this little weekend roundup, if you will. It was kind of like Weekend at Bernie's, you know, and we're talking about the real Bernie because Bernie said Sanders was there, and Bernie Sanders had this to say about things because there was no Joe Biden around. Listen to this stuff.
Let me ask you about Nancy Pelosi and what's happened and what she's actually said in the last 24 hours. You have stated very clearly your support for launching impeachment proceedings into President Trump. This week, Speaker Pelosi, she said behind closed doors, and we told our viewers about it earlier, she said, "I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison." Do you agree with Nancy Pelosi?
All right, I'm going to stop it there because we're talking about what you and I just talked about, the news that's news, and they're still talking about impeachment. So we'll let Bernie have his say here.
Well, look, what I agree is two things. Number one, you have a president who believes he's above the law and he has got to be held accountable. And I do believe that the Judiciary Committee in the House should go forward with an impeachment inquiry. But what Democrats in the House, and this is not an easy position to be in, and it's Nancy Pelosi's living in a difficult world right now, is the American people want to hold this president accountable.
Okay, let's stop it right there. Bernie Sanders is no saint. We know that. And his wife got involved with a little money issue not very long ago, which I'm not sure if that's been solved yet or not. Do you know?
I have not heard of a resolution, no.
Okay, but she was in trouble for the money that she received or got too much or something like that from wherever it was that she came from. By the way, Bernie, we find out after the fact, yelling and screaming about millionaires and billionaires, is actually a millionaire himself with two homes, one of them that's worth, I don't know, a couple $1 million on Lake George.
Yeah, has he turned all that over to the government? Because the government should be able to redistribute that in a very equitable and much better way than Bernie Sanders ever could.
Well, the answer to that, of course, is no. But here's more about Bernie, talking about what Bernie talks about.
They want to make sure we have a president who obeys laws, and they want Congress to investigate him. But on the other hand, the American people are sick and tired of paying outrageously high prices for prescription drugs, having 34 million Americans who have no health insurance and more who are underinsured. They want the Congress to be dealing with climate change, raising the minimum wage, criminal justice, immigration reform, enormous issues out there. So the balance, I think, that the Democrats in the House have got to stake, where they've got to be, is on one hand, hold Trump accountable, go forward with an impeachment inquiry. On the other hand, do not neglect the issues, the bread and butter issues, that the vast majority of the American people are deeply concerned about. We can do both. Go forward in both directions. That is what I believe has to be done.
All right, so that's Bernie. Now, I got to switch gears here real quick, Kyle, because we're hearing from, pardon me, Catwoman and Road Dogg. They say we're almost to Laredo. Road Dogg has a tremendous lightning show going on, but it wasn't good for some. Not sure what went through this area, but on I-10 in Seguin, Texas, many of the road signs were blown onto the highway along with an 8x10 sign, scattered power outages along the way in Mustang Ridge, Texas Pilot truck stop. On Toll Road 130 was without power. Fire trucks were on the scene. Many power trucks heading north on 130. We'll be listening to your updates. Well, what's going on is they've had a series of bad storms, including the one that hit the Dallas area that knocked that crane off the building.
Exactly right. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what happened, and it came to there first before it went up the line. And there's still, and we'll get into the weather here after a bit, there's still weather that's coming in that direction from over in the lower part of Texas right now. Matter of fact, lower Rio Grande right now, they got some problems there, but we'll get into that in a bit. Now, as we talked about, the U.S. has reached an agreement with Mexico that heads off the start of tariffs today. The deal, of course, announced by the president by a tweet on Friday night, is said to include plans to return immigrants seeking asylum to Mexico, which is what we're going to do, where they will remain until their claims are processed. Now, that's the way it should have been to begin with, right?
Exactly, sure.
And we can't keep taking in all these people. By the way, the latest projection is they've raised the level crossings up 10%. It'll be over 1 million people and counting if they don't do something, if Mexico doesn't do something to help us stop the people coming over the border.
Precisely. And I can't imagine, Captain, it seems that the Democrat elite and now these Democrat presidential hopefuls, they seem to want to perpetuate a system that has time and again been shown to be extremely destructive, not only to aspects of the United States, the economy, and so forth, but also to the people themselves that are streaming across the border. They're not being processed in as legitimate workers or for guest programs or anything like that. They're simply illegal immigrants who live in the shadows. There is no real way out unless there's some kind of blanket amnesty someday in the future, perhaps by some Democrat president or something like that. But that being said, which I don't believe will happen per se, but at the same time, they're not actually trying to solve any problems. They're actually sort of happy about the disruption to the system that all this is creating.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Rowan, the professor of politics. ISIS has been plotting to infiltrate into the U.S. through the Mexican border. We have confirmation of that from a prisoner who was taken into custody, someone who had actually been on the battlefield with ISIS, who was coming to the United States to orchestrate and organize just such a move.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. At least one person is dead and six others are injured after a crane fell on an apartment complex near downtown Dallas as a strong storm blew through the area. Winds were reported at 70 miles per hour around the time the crane collapsed. Jason Evans with the Dallas Fire Rescue says crews are still searching for residents in a parking garage that was heavily damaged.
We have no idea at this point whether any people were in those cars or just in that parking garage in general.
This resident was at home when the crane came down.
Like that crane, like, off in my apartment. Like, it stopped off in my apartment. So I know my place is probably crushed or close to it.
Authorities say two of the injured are in critical condition. In April, four people were killed in Seattle after a construction crane fell from the top of a building. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. We surely do appreciate you doing that for us, and we appreciate everybody that's tuning in, listening in, and chiming in. Hello to Carolyn. Hello to Richard the Marine. Hello to Al. Hello to Patrick. Hello to Jeff. Hello to Sherry. Hello to Eddie. Hello to Sue. Hello to Ron. Hello to Frank. Hello to Major Mac over in Germany. Hello to Vaughn. And hello to Keith. And hello to Nancy. Those are the people that have been chiming in during the break here. And I'll see what you had to say here in a minute. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can find out more about them and take advantage of the free gun a day giveaway, which changes every day at 12 midnight, by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And once you do that, sign up. There'll be a drop-down window that you click. It says enter the contest. And you sign up for that free gun a day giveaway. Good luck there. Hope you win it. Then I can announce in the show that you've won it. And they've got three levels of membership that you can check out too. And if you decide to choose one of the three, you get $474 worth of free stuff for doing so. Just remember, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and then away you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have found out that the Islamic State, known as ISIS, terrorist group, has plotted to infiltrate the U.S. through the Mexican border and attack our financial system, according to a Canadian ISIS fighter taken prisoner in Syria. Now, Canadian Trinidadian ISIS fighter Abul Henrique Al-Qanati was tapped to carry out financial attacks to cripple the U.S. economy. This guy has a background in economics, so he apparently was going to come to the United States. And according to the International Center for the Study of Violent Extremism, he was going to go to Puerto Rico, as well as other Trinidadians who signed up to fight with ISIS. And from there, they'd take a boat to Mexico and be smuggled in through the border. Now, this story was reported, I might add, in Breitbart News. And the Democrats want open borders, right, Kyle?
Absolutely, yeah.
When you hear something like this and you hear what the bad guys have tried to do, whose side are they on?
Well, you know, Captain, I think that if you could ask one of the Democrat leadership a direct question like that, they would probably try to sort of song and dance their way around something about, you know, we shouldn't have restrictive immigration or this kind of thing, because they really will not deal with the actual practical threats that the United States faces. And part of it, I think, is the fact that they, again, they want this kind of disruption to the system. They believe that somehow more and more illegal immigrants who come to the country somehow buttress their position in terms of electoral stability and so forth. But at the same time, you know, you have this real threat that they simply will not deal with. Because if they begin to deal with it, then it looks like they're helping Donald Trump. They're giving Donald Trump a win. They're giving him some sort of foundation for what they see as quote unquote extremism. And it's just a horrible, just a horrible recipe, no matter how you look at it. So yes, I think that they're not interested in hearing the facts on this.
Now, we haven't talked about the Russians in a while. Did you see the video with the Russian destroyer that crossed in front of the path of our heavy guided missile cruiser, which was almost almost half the size bigger than that little destroyer?
Yes, and it caused them to have to take some pretty fast evasive maneuvers.
Well, they not only had to turn the wheel hard, but they had to throw the vessel in reverse because the destroyer was just keeping on coming across the bow, and there would have been a collision that wouldn't have worked out very well for the destroyer, I might add. And by the way, on the deck of the destroyer, there was reported that there were Russian sailors that were sunbathing.
They were, exactly. They were out on, like, deck chairs or something like that. And, well, this is not totally isolated either, Captain. You know, we have other incidents of Russian jets coming very close to our own military.
Well, these aren't jets. These are warships. And, of course, you know that when you get vessels like this, you always have to run the risk of explosion if, God forbid, they would have collided. And I can't believe they came as close as they did, about 150 feet.
Well, right, and the United States is, I believe, logging a full diplomatic.
Well, that plane. means nothing. They can diplomat all they want, but there was no doubt that the Russians had been planning this encounter, wanting the U.S. ship to give way because it would show submission. Well, we gave way because we didn't want to cut their boat in half,
right.
And that's what would have happened.
Well, right, and of course, and obviously, you want to avoid an accident at all costs.
Would have sunk their ship. What would that have solved?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, but again, you know, part of this, I think, is also a sort of a display, perhaps seeing how far they can push the American fleet, perhaps.
Well, that's exactly what they were doing. It was a game of chicken, and that time there, we flinched, but guess what? We didn't sink our ship, and we sure as hell didn't sink their ship, and that's again, that's again what would have happened.
Yep, exactly right.
Now, we had a 22-year-old man who the feds say wanted to carry out a lone wolf terrorist attack in New York City's fabled tourist destination, Times Square. Now, the guy's name was Ashleel Alam from Jackson Heights in the Queens. He was arrested in an FBI sting after agreeing to purchase, as part of a plan, a pair of 9mm Glock semi-automatic handguns whose serial numbers had been obliterated. He's a legal permanent resident from Bangladesh with a green card, and he lives with his parents, and he apparently was going to try to do harm to the good people of New York.
Yes, a very, very serious story coming out of New York City. He had also mentioned his happiness about the 9/11 attacks and this kind of thing. So he was a true believer, very, very far gone. But you're right, he was under surveillance, and he was sold these Glocks as a result of the sting operation, so no one was ever in any danger because they were keeping very close tabs on this person. But what they do, Captain, is they keep these people under surveillance and string them along for a time once they get on their trail, because they're trying to see, is there any larger network? Does he report to someone else? Who else is contacting him? This kind of thing. But the time came to move and get him out of play there, and that's exactly what they did.
Now, David Friedman, who's the U.S. envoy to Israel, not ambassador, but envoy, has said that the Trump peace plan is aimed at improving Palestinians' quality of life, not offering a permanent solution, as he said that Israel has the right to annex parts of the West Bank, obviously something that won't suit the Palestinians very well.
Well, no, and unfortunately, every single time we've ever seen any real movement towards real solutions in the region, you're going to see, most unfortunately, the terrorist groups and the extremist groups do something to try to derail it. You can go back to any of these different major moves that have gone on over the last several years. That being said, one of the things, too, is that, as I understand it, many people living in the so-called Palestinian areas don't like the administration of the actual Palestinian authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Israel actually has a much better infrastructure and a much better way of dealing with different issues.
I want to get this in before we run out of time. Israeli intelligence sources have told the United States that Tehran is making overtures to Washington to try to renew talks and bid to de-escalate the tensions over there, but they also said in the same sentence, Iran has said they're accelerating uranium centrifuge production, anticipating the collapse of the Iranian nuclear deal.
Yes, well, I think they're always going to be hedging their bets, especially for consumption within the Middle East and the different factions that sort of are watching Iran very closely for leadership in their own idea of spreading across the Middle East. And at the same time, they realize their position is very bad when it comes to the United States. This president's not going to back away, and no matter what's going on with Europe and their ties to Europe there, it's not going to end well for them unless they actually do begin to, quote-unquote, play nice.
And this just shows you how sick Nancy Pelosi's mind is. She said it's a grave step backwards to stop federal research implanting mice with aborted baby parts. Are you kidding me?
That's bizarre. Yes.
That's beyond bizarre. Beyond bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And go to KyleWarrenShow.com to find out more about what it is that he does and how he does it. And I'm coming right back with our first Truckers Highway and Viber report. And let me tell you, it's going to be a humdinger because we do have some weather out there. We've got some storms that have been raising Cain out there in Texas, and they're moving on towards the east northeast. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit roll.
Alrighty, Smokey the Bandit, Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat. Of course, that's the old Basset Hound, and he's out there chasing the Bandit and chasing Frog in the front seat and all that good stuff. Jerry Reed singing that one. Now, I want to remind everybody that America's needs are moved by truck. And not to forget about a certain group of individuals, but I just heard from a security officer by the name of Robert, and he says, don't forget, there's security officers working right now, too, helping out the first responders and all that. Yep, you're right, Robert. I've been to many a call in the middle of the night where the security officer was the guy that was there to let us through the gate or whatever for whatever the circumstance might happen to be, whether it was a rescue or a fire or whatever the deal was. You are right, and so kudos, and I'll start mentioning that at the top of the hour, but kudos to the security officers that are out there. Now, I got to get right to the bad weather, because this is some serious stuff. Now, you heard Catwoman and Road Dogg talking about what they ran into in Texas, and I'm going to go right back to what they said. They said, Captain, we're almost to Laredo, which means they're probably there right now. Road Dogg has had a tremendous lightning show. It was not good for some. Not sure what we went through in this area, what went through this area, but on I-10 in Seguin, Texas, many of the road signs were blown onto the highway, along with an 8x10 sign, scattered power outages along the way. In Mustang Ridge, the Texas Pilot truck stop was on the toll road. State Route 130 was without power. Fire trucks were on the scene. Many power trucks were headed north on 130. What that's all about is there's a storm system that went through. As a matter of fact, there's still the risk for more storms right now, by the looks of it, on the radar, and there's still some bad-looking stuff that's possible. So, and I'm looking at it right now. Let's see here. I'm looking at it right now. It's to the west of San Antonio, along I-10, and coming up on I-45, it's swinging down a little bit. It's not going to reach Laredo, but it's certainly going to reach Eagle Pass. So let me tell you what we got going on here right now. From Del Rio down to Eagle Pass and up to Kerrville, San Antonio, over into Austin and down southeast to Cuarto, and then up northwest into Burnett, you've got an area of what could be numerous severe thunderstorms. Now, there will be some high winds, straight line winds. Don't know what's going to happen, but damaging winds and large hail are likely in those primary areas. Also, heavy rain is possible. Flash flooding is possible. All of the above. And then down to the border, okay, from that area, you've got severe thunderstorm watches in play right now. So, you could have a lot of bad weather headed towards the upper part of Texas and Dallas. Certainly some storms now that were in the Dallas area have gone over to Louisiana, and they're making their way towards Mississippi and also the southern part of Arkansas. So be careful tonight out there in the highways and byways. You're liable to see some bad weather, just the way it is. Now, that's the worst of the weather right now. Out in the west, you've got some really, really very hot conditions. Phoenix, your normal area out there, all the way into Yuma, all the way into the deserts in California, you're going to have just unbearably hot temperatures. They have a heat wave warning out there. In addition, in Northern California, from the Sacramento area, all the way down through Redding, Sacramento, all the way down into the San Bernardino Mountains tonight, in the high deserts, Barstow, Bakersfield, you've got a high heat warning there, and a heat wave warning for excessive heat. In the San Bernardino Mountains down towards Ontario and then up into the Barstow area and beyond over Tehachapi. Now, you've also got heat warnings tonight in Oregon. along I-5, the Medford-Oregon area. And not to be outdone, Kingman, Arizona, west of Las Vegas, and that northeastern quadrant right there across the river, the Colorado River from Las Vegas over into California. And of all things to happen, when you talk about all the heat, I got to tell you about a frost warning. Well, the northern part of Nevada has a frost warning all the way up from, about 100 miles north of Vegas to the Idaho line to the Utah line. And then Utah, you've got flood watches in the eastern mountains there, east of Salt Lake City, and all the way down to the Arizona border. Also, the western half of Colorado tonight, you've got flood watches there. You've got a flood warning just up 25 coming into Colorado from New Mexico right now. That's a warning, not a watch in that area. And then up in Colorado, or up in Wyoming, you've got some frost warnings and freeze watches in the southwest corner, higher elevation around Rollins, and then climbing up I-30 out of a little America towards Idaho. You've got a freeze warning there, but you got a frost warning across between Laramie and Cheyenne tonight. And then in the western part of Nebraska, you've got a frost warning there. There is a flood warning and flood watches along the southwestern corner of Ohio, the southeastern corner of Indiana, and western part of North Carolina up into the mountains. You've got an area there where you've got flood watches and flood warnings, and it may still be raining in those areas from what's come that way from earlier. Now, all the rain is not to be outdone, because guess what? Along Lake Ontario, from Buffalo all the way up to Watertown, all the way around the lee shore of Lake Ontario, you've got flood watches for the way the wind is blowing with the showers that have been coming in off Lake Ontario right there, shoreline flood watches there. And the western part of Michigan has got some flood watches there along the western shores of the lake right now as we speak. So that's what you got. That's what you're looking at. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, where they're your home away from home. And it's not your father's truck stop anymore. I mean, these places have modernized up. The Flying J's, you're liable to find cat scales, probably will in all of them. Transflow Express travel documents, trip packs for getting your loads in to get paid on in a timely manner. Truck washes and the bigger ones, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks. The ATMs, of course, are there. And not only the Flying J's, but also the Pilots, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with the big screen televisions for professional drivers, too. And if you like food, you're liable to find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or Moe's Southwest Grill, and take your choice of wherever you're at, what part of the country, in the Flying J's. You'll also see the Arby's, the Chester's Chickens, the Dairy Queens, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's, and even a Dunkin' Donuts in a Pilot, or could even be a Flying J. So there you go. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Pilot, Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. You guys up there in Georgia, hope you're doing well. North Florida, too. I'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break. Ms. Rosemary coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.